Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. But we also are going to be continuing our conversation with a good friend of ours, Rob Savolka, who is with Courageous Christians United. His website is CourageousChristiansUnited.com, and he is a contributor to a new book titled Sharing the Good News with Mormons, edited by Sean McDowell and our very own Eric Johnson. This book contains a lot of different approaches by various people involved in ministry, evangelism, offering strategies that they have used personally. And Rob, as we mentioned yesterday, you use an approach that's probably more on the controversial side. Many people, including some Christians, get a little bit cautious when it comes to any type of a sign. Now, I might admit that we at MRM, we have used website signs in the past. You had mentioned yesterday one of the reasons why you use the signs to hopefully they will go to your website is because many times you don't have the opportunity to talk to them personally. Mm-hmm. At least they have a place that they can go. And you mentioned yesterday the Jehovah's Witness. I remember the convention in San Diego, Eric. I was down there not as often as you, but when the Jehovah's Witnesses go into the stadium, of course, you cannot talk to them. And the mm-hmm. only opportunity you have is when they are driving past you as they leave. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned that you started basically doing this with Jehovah's Witnesses. You say that you have success wherever you go, and whenever you do this. So perhaps it would help our listeners if you could explain what you mean by success.
By success, I'm not talking about people just fall to their knees and say, what must I do to be saved, right? I get to lead them in a prayer to receive Christ. I mean, I have done that, and I've seen people come to the Lord right on the street and that have prayed with me to receive Christ and have repented. But, you know, success for me is when people are open-minded enough to take a tract, to take a DVD, to be able to engage with me in a conversation, and to even go to my website. And so when I'm at these different events, every day I get back, actually the next day, and I check Google Analytics, and Google Analytics says that the stats just go up. I mean, it is obvious that advertising works. I mean, this is why advertisers spend so much money in advertising, because they know that a short little ad is going to get people talking. It's going to hopefully stick with them. And the same goes with my website and getting out the gospel to them in that way. You know, God's word, Isaiah 55 says, does not return void. God uses that to accomplish that what he wills. And even if that is to hold a person responsible for receiving the word from God, they are still responsible for it. Also, I want people to be able to hear the word of God and God to use his word to draw people to himself. And so I see the stats are really encouraging to me when I go out. Okay, so last Christmas, we get out in front of Temple Square, and the Mormon church turns the lights on the day after Thanksgiving, and it draws the masses out to downtown to see these gorgeous Christmas lights all over the place. And so I think it's a great opportunity to get out there with my sign and advertise my website, josephlight.com. Now, on average, was getting about 100 hits a day on my site. The day before I went out there, right after Thanksgiving, I had 100 hits total and 12 from Utah. Well, that Saturday, I got 263 hits total and 78 from Utah. December 1st, the stats were again awesome. They went up to 358 total and 127 from Utah. And then on December 2nd, they went all the way up to 474 total visits and 195 from Utah.
You're not telling the whole story, though, Rob, because tell them how you use your sign. Because normally you just have this canvas sign, but it's nighttime. So
yeah,
what did you
nighttime.
Do to make
oh,
your
right.
sign
so?
So
I fit in with all the Christmas lights, and I have a sign. It's a wooden sign that has LED lights on it that was made by my friend Jeff Baran in California, who's an electrical guy. I don't have those skills, but Jeff does. And he put this sign together that says josephlie.com. And you can see that thing a mile away, basically.
Yeah, you can, too. Now, you've had a lot of feedback from some folks who say they have actually left Mormonism because they were so angry at your sign that they wanted to go and see what josephlie.com said. Could you tell us a story or two about some of the people who have left?
This is one of my favorite testimonies that I like to quote from. It's from a gal by the name of Belinda. I saw you or a friend of yours recently near Temple Square with a sign that said josephlie.com. I kind of figured it was an anti-Mormon website, but I looked anyway, going against the Council of the Church, which encourages not to read anything negative against the church. I now thank God that I ignored the counsel of the church. It's as if I were wearing blinders my entire life, and now I can see. I have spent the past week and a half reading everything I could get my hands on about the church. It's no wonder they don't want us to read that stuff. They just don't want us to discover the truth. I don't know if it was you, but I'm sure it was someone you know at the very least that was holding that sign. As I type this, I have tears streaming down my face, tears of joy for discovering the truth about Mormonism and now getting to really know my Savior, and tears of gratitude for your work and for those like you that spread the truth. God bless you, sir, for all you do. You'll never know how much you have blessed my life. I will now spend the rest of my life telling others still trapped in Mormonism about the truth and your sight.
What does a testimony like that mean to you when you're out there and it's cold or people are saying mean things to you? Does that help motivate you to continue?
Oh, absolutely. It gets me out there and keeps me going when I get these good reports from people. How could I do otherwise? It motivates me to get the advertisement out to as many people as I possibly can because I know God uses it to draw people to himself.
You have said, Rob, that this is not the only tactic that people can use. And
you're
probably
right.
There are a lot of people who are never going to go out on a street corner or at a Mormon event and have a sign, especially saying josephlie.com. But there might be a few who are listening to us who like your tactic.
Yeah.
And so do you have any advice on how they could go about doing this? Maybe they don't have a website. Could they design one? Or could they maybe use your sign? Would you allow other people to use your website in their advertising?
Yeah, absolutely. I have friends of mine, Chuck Broca back in the Midwest, and Bob Pilch in Washington. Kevin Deegan has used a lighted sign, josephlie.com in New York, as well as the Nauvoo pageant. Bob Pilch, by the way, has his own lighted sign that he's created, josephlie.com. Jim Little has got bumper stickers from me up in Idaho, and he's created his own cardboard sign, josephlie.com, that he stands out in front of the Meridian Temple with. So, yeah, I have people around that are advertising my site, and I encourage anybody that wants to do that to do it. And I realize that my mom or, other people are not going to take that approach. That's fine. I'm not expecting everybody to do what I'm doing here. But at the very least, I want you Christians who are listening to this to loosen up a bit and try being a little supportive of somebody that takes a little different approach. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong, right? And I am yet to find a good reason to think that this is wrong just because it's different.
I think you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find any admonition in the New Testament saying that street evangelism is unbiblical, mm-hmm. since we have example after example in the book of Acts in particular of Christians doing just that. Now, certainly they didn't have lighted signs, probably didn't carry URL signs, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But still, they went out onto the streets. And really, a Mormon can't complain about that because there's at least two examples in the Book of Mormon itself of Book of Mormon characters where they also were preaching on the streets. And it even says mm-hmm. that they went into the synagogues. Now, of course, that's an anachronism because there couldn't have been synagogues in the New World at that particular time. But still, we find examples not only in the Bible, but as well as in the Book of Mormon. I think if nothing else, Rob, if I was an individual listening to your story right now, and when you talk about the various people that are going to your website as a result of you standing there at these events and seeing the not just tens, but hundreds of people that are going there. If I would not feel comfortable carrying a sign myself, at least I would be more sympathetic or understanding to what you're doing, because if nothing else, that's hundreds of people they haven't reached.
That's right.
That mm-hmm. you reached.
That's right.
And that's an expression that I have used with Christians who even criticize what we do as a ministry. These are thousands of people that we have reached. How many did you reach during this time period?
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point. And nobody, I think, can discount your passion. Whether or not they agree with your approach, you obviously are very passionate about this, and you are having success. Mm-hmm. And so I think people need to know that you don't hate Mormons. You mm-hmm. love them for the very reason that if you hated them, you wouldn't be doing this, because just let them go to hell. Right. And that would be the worst kind of philosophy that any Christian could have. But you want them to be stunned by this sign. They may not like it. They may get angry. But then they go onto your website, and maybe everything changes, like the letter that you just read to us.
That's right.
I think what's important here is sometimes it does take a little bit of shock value to get us as fallen humans to pay attention to what's going on around us.
Yeah, I've got a story for you. I remember one email I got from Mike Norton, who sent me on this email he got from a guy that saw my sign, josephlie.com. And he got into a back and forth with Mike Norton. And this Mormon said, well, you know, I hate to admit it, but you're actually right. And I want to thank you that even though it offended me, it was what I needed to come to know the truth.
And we know from the New Testament in the Gospels where Jesus certainly did offend people.
Absolutely.
We don't need to unduly offend them. The gospel does a pretty good job in and mm-hmm. of itself in doing that. But certainly we as his instruments are going to have to get out there and make some challenges to these people, hopefully to get their attention, and let the Holy Spirit do the work from there. We've been talking to Rob Savolka. He's with Courageous Christians United. If you want to check out his website, CourageousChristiansUnited.com. He's a contributor to a new book titled Sharing the Good News with Mormons, edited by Sean McDowell and our own Eric Johnson. Rob, thanks for your time on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.